Have you ever felt like the world is upside down? Or have you ever witnessed something so egregious you never thought you'd see it in your lifetime? Hi, I'm Rex Rogers, and this is episode number 124 of Discerning What is Best, a podcast applying unchanging biblical principles in a rapidly changing world and a Christian worldview to current issues in everyday life. In the early days of the pandemic in April 2020, I wrote a blog entitled Things I Never Thought Could Happen in America. I noted things like governors issuing orders, quote-unquote, requiring citizens to stay home, or governors determining, A, there's such a thing as essential and non-essential businesses, and B, actually assigning businesses to these categories, or the absurdity of pet marijuana and liquor stores and abortion clinics considered essential while churches were considered non-essential. Or mayors threatening churchgoers with fines and directing police to record the vehicle licenses of anyone attending a drive-in church service. Or county officials mandating churches exclude singing from live stream programs. Now, looking back, these developments still strike me as examples of government overreach and a threat to individual freedom. And now it's happening, the way many of us predicted it would. Scholars are gradually demonstrating that much of the masking frenzy, forced shutdown of schools, and other fear-based control did not prevent the spread of COVID. Clearly, the pandemic accelerated big government trends that were already underway in the U.S. To pick a date for the end of the pandemic, President Biden declared the pandemic over September 18, 2022. Then came the post-George Floyd riots in the summer of 2020, coupled with the rise of the organization Black Lives Matter, which spurred the rapid embrace of woke philosophies that literally took over education, corporations, government, even the military, leading to politically correct demands, victimhood, and the idolatry of diversity, equity, and inclusion. This, too, demonstrated and contributed to cultural moral breakdown and social upheaval. Now we're experiencing more moral confusion in the aftermath of the Hamas massacre in Israel, October 7, 2023, which opened floodgates to the animosity grounding left-leaning philosophies, most especially anti-Semitism, on campuses, in the streets, and even in the halls of Congress. These trends are all discouraging and threatening. And with the latest open hostility, even calling for genocide of Jews, it feels like we've crossed a critical Rubicon in our culture's moral collapse. And we don't seem to have learned much from our earlier experiences, because things continue to occur in America that I never thought I'd see. Some are utter silliness, much are irrational, and some are disruptive to the future of the body politic. Consider these developments. One, billionaire Bill Gates calling for developing new breeds of cows who do not burp as much methane, so that we can save ourselves from climate change. With a straight face, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates told CNN's Fareed Zakaria that bovine flatulence is a large contributor to global warming. Two, a Los Angeles freeway blocked by protesters demanding a ceasefire all the way over in Gaza. Three, hundreds of people participating in a Queers for Palestine protest blocking the Manhattan Bridge in New York City. The protesters waved pride flags while chanting slogans such as queer, trans, no peace on stolen land. Number four, pro-Hamas protesters threatening to kill Jewish attendees as they leave the Israeli embassy's Hanukkah ceremony in Washington, D.C. Number five, a Seattle high schooler marked incorrect on a quiz for saying only women can get pregnant. Number six, concern about plagiarism is now declared illegitimate because, well, such concern is part of the white supremacist agenda. Number seven, U.S. soccer player Megan Rapinoe, a sexually out, in-your-face, perennial malcontent, hurt her leg and said it was proof, quote-unquote, there is no God. Number eight, a Senate staff member was arrested for filming a gay porno of himself having gay sex in a Senate hearing room of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Need I say more? Now, here's one you couldn't imagine just a few years ago under any president, Republican or Democrat. Number 9, as of June 2023, approximately 16.8 million illegal aliens reside in the United States. Since the beginning of the Biden administration in January 2021, illegal immigrants coming across the nation's open southern border with Mexico now stands at more than 3.8 million, including more than 1.7 million gotaways who crossed undetected. This is the greatest number in history and of any administration, such that the total is now more than the individual populations of 41 states. By the way, the annual net cost of illegal immigration is approximately $116 billion tax dollars. Now, this is not only astounding for the numbers involved, but also shocking when you consider this has happened because a given administration simply chose to ignore the law, suspend policies, and in general, thumb its nose at the safety and security of the American people. Now, I have long been in favor of legal immigration, and I still am. But this willful grab for political power perceived to lodge in these immigrants is illusory and dangerous. One, we don't know who these people are because they have not been vetted. Two, many are military-age males entering alone. Three, the fentanyl drug cartels are using this surge to bilk Americans. Four, children are being trafficked in the midst of this. And five, while some of the immigrants may truly wish for a better life, others are coming for nefarious reasons, with no intention to assimilate. Just look at what's happening in Europe. Many European articles now replace the word immigrant with the term cultural enricher, usually ironically or sarcastically. It refers to invasion or general violence caused by people of different cultures. The phrase has roots in Germany in World War I and was used later by Hitler to refer to Jews. The people who had been admitted en masse to European countries under the false philosophy of multiculturalism, in the hopes they'd provide a new workforce to make up for the low birth rate in these countries, are not, for the most part, integrating. They are now acting out violently, making economic and religious demands, and otherwise have become a major problem across the continent. Former German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that the effort to bring foreign workers to a happy multicultural society, quote-unquote, has failed, utterly failed. The U.S. should have long since taken note, but it may now be too late. Number 10, given my long background in higher education and love for campus life, the rapid decline of American higher education has been hard for me to watch. In the past few years, it's been a slippery slope embracing moral relativism, the reemergence of racial segregation in the name of inclusiveness, the destruction of standards in the name of equity, the utter absurdity of gender pronoun madness, the development of free speech zones because elsewhere on campus speech is restricted for a list of politically correct reasons, that is, until the past month when anti-Semitism has been permitted, endorsed, and encouraged at the nation's elite university. Number 11. Abortion has been legal since I was in college, but a list of things I thought I'd never see in my own country still must include this travesty. Who would have predicted we'd get to a point that pro-choice advocates would refer to laws protecting the innocent unborn as government-mandated pregnancies? Any culture that so blithely dismisses the vitality and rights of babies is capable of any moral outrage. There is, in fact, no end of ridiculous, irrational, or dangerous offshoots of humanity's desire to avoid living as God intended. This seems to be the state of our union. But as a Christian believer, our commission in life remains the same: to love God, to be ready always to give an answer of the hope that is within us, and to let those who love the Lord hate evil. Well, we'll see you again soon. This podcast is about discerning what is best. If you find this thought-provoking and helpful, follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Download an episode for your friends. For more Christian commentary, check my website, REXM as in Martin. It's rexmrogers.com. And remember, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm.